Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM? Hi, I'm Alan Brazil at the famous London Bridge Hotel, who don't trust you. There's your bill, Mr. Brazil. You pay it now? Cheeky bastards. And it's time for a new feature, The Lock-In. These are some of the best bits from last week's debrief that didn't make the final cut. I hope you enjoyed it, but enjoy this one.
Comma, comma, down, doo-dee-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Wednesday, we entered the month of May. And this is the time of year that's most popular for breakups.
Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up is Hard to Do. There's another class act.
But most relationships now, Al, in this era, end via text to avoid face-to-face confrontation.
Well, Gabby, we had this chat earlier at the bar. I never put you down for a chicken or a coward.
I think if I'm breaking up with someone, like, it's just easier, isn't it? Send the text. Turn your phone off. And disappear.
If you're going to break up with someone, you hold the hand and tell them, I'm sorry, that's life.
I know, but I couldn't
handle it. We have to grieve and we have to smile.
I wouldn't be able to handle the crying.
That's like getting the old tic-tac, getting the sack after 20 years by text.
Wouldn't surprise you, though.
Disgrace.
So if it was you, not that it will be you because you're happy, but if it was you, you'd do it face-to-face.
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. It's not fair. Especially if you've been going out with someone, if you've got a relationship for over a year, 2 years,
What about a voice note or voicemail then?
No. Gabby, grow up here, will you? Just grow up here.
A letter?
And go and say, I'm sorry, it's over.
Would you lie?
I love Sandbanks, I love Bournemouth, but I'm sorry, it's over.
Would you lie about the reason or be truthful?
I'd lie about the reason.
Would you say it's all about me, it's my problems?
Just say I'm under pressure, I'm not the same.
I've got problems in my life.
And I just can't devote any more special time that you need. I can't give you that time anymore. You're best finding someone else.
Yeah, I just can't.
Let them down gently.
I just can't love you the way you need to be loved. It's me, it's my problem. It's a me issue.
Yeah, but don't smile when you're doing it. Look sincere, Gabby.
Fake some tears.
Yeah, well, not tears, but just say, look, I'm really sorry.
You know,
I've got a few problems.
I need a bit of space.
Yeah,
I like your style, though.
I touch you, and for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you.
A college in Scotland is offering a one-off lesson on Taylor Swift to help parents of fans swat up on the American singer. So, Al, in order to become a Swiftie sympathiser, would you consider taking the free session?
No.
Good
eye. My youngest, who's a doctor, she loves Taylor Swift. She said, Dad, get me a couple of tickets. I'll pay £600 a ticket. I went, even if I could get you a ticket, I'm not. You're not paying that.
No.
No chance. Listen, good luck to her. She's a billionaire now, isn't she? And good luck to her. They tell me her words, her lyrics are really good. It's not my cup of tea, but good luck to her, you know, it's not for me.
But don't you think, though, Al, for me, like, I'm waiting for that next superstar to come out of nowhere now. So who's that next superstar singer or band or... We're waiting for one, aren't we? Like, Beyonce's amazing, Taylor Swift, Adele. But we need someone new Billie now Eilish, to come through.
Is it Billie Eilish? A lot of people rave about
her. Do you mean, who's the next one? Who's the next superstar that everyone's going to like?
Do you know what I mean?
She's alright, isn't she? Dua Lipa?
She's alright. Yeah, I like... But I like
someone young coming through, like 18, 19. I don't know,
but I liked Alicia Keys. I thought she was great.
Amazing, yeah.
I thought she... It depends what music you like, yeah. Gab. I still put on Tapestry, Carole King. And that was... We spoke this morning about Rumours, Fleetwood Mac. Tapestry sold millions across the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was a gem. James Taylor, a bit boring, some people say, but I like the lyrics, I like the music. I wasn't really a rock kid. I liked guitar. And don't get me wrong, talk about Rod and Elton John was brilliant. So I like that sort of music. But when you get older, do you go for the young...
The young ones
coming through.
You want the music that you've been brought up on, don't you?
Yeah, but there's a lot of talented youngsters out there, Gab.
Of course.
So there's no doubt there's just one round the corner.
Yes.
But good luck to Taylor Swift. I mean that.
Yeah, she's done well.
She sounds a nice
lady,
and as I say, billionaire.
Yeah.
You can't be lucky to be a billionaire.
No, not as an artist. She's done very well, mate.
Yeah, but we have different tastes in music because we're different.
Of course,
different.
Yeah. But I like some of your music. Younger. You like some of mine. Tina Turner, Whitney Houston.
No, I don't. Who? The Gucci Gang. Who's the Gucci Gang?
Gucci Gang.
But I think music brings you back to an era where you were really happy.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Like the 70s. Yes. Earth, Wind & Fire, Commodores. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, the Commodores, yeah.
Diana Ross.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about Motown and Black Connecticut.
Yeah.
Loved it. And there's some great Genesis.
But it's very common when, like, the older generation sticks to the music they were used to back in their day. They don't listen to the new stuff.
No.
They like the older stuff, didn't they? Which I understand.
A lot of stuff. And then electrical stuff come in. OMD and... who's the other one? The famous band. There's loads who play a lot of electric stuff.
Yeah,
there's another famous one. Who are they called? They sell out everywhere. Essex band. But anyway, you know, I still prefer the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Totally.
But we're all different. We've all got different tastes. That's what makes the world go round, to be honest.
Exactly. Agreed, Alan.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.